So Baruch Hashem, we're all together again. Ben Koisle Beis HaMedrash, after a lengthy hafsaka, in which I, together with many others, probably was in Chutz Laaretz. Baruch Hashem, I had a wonderful vacation. And to me, a wonderful vacation means that I achieved in 2 weeks more than I would 2 months in Eretz Yisrael. Just the calm and the quiet and the beauty of the Alps. And I was sitting and writing from morning till late at night. And Baruch Hashem, I wrapped up Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Osher Chelek Gimel. And I did a great deal of writing, and I caught up with many, many things that were postponed from one day to the other. So Baruch Hashem. But it's always a pleasure to be back in Eretz Yisrael, back home, back to the Shiurim Kavuim. And today was a very special day, Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Baruch Hashem, let's start this man with a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all have a wonderful Chodesh and a good gebencht yor. So the Shona Bo'aleinu L'Toyva should be a year of good health and prosperity and a big aliyah and ruchnias, and it should be a Shnas Gula of Yeshua. So this week's parsha, we learn the general mitzvah. One of the general mitzvahs, Loisosa Mekolashi Yagidu Locho. And this mitzvah is quoted by the Chazal as the basic source of Koyach Chachomim. And when the Gemara asks in Shabbos Chov Gimel, dealing with the formulation of the Brocha, and Adlokas Nar Chanukah, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvoyse V'tzivonu, Heichan Tzivonu, Meloisosu. So Chazal quote this Pusik Loisosu as the source that we are obliged L'shmoya B'koil Chachomim. So anyone that ever learned Gemara or Halacha knows that the mitzvahs of Torah are divided into two different categories, the Uraisa and the Rabbonah. So what I will try to prove today is that there are not simply two categories, the Uraisa, the Rabbonah, but rather 17. 17 different categories, Bein the Uraisa, Le the Rabbonah. And 17 is Keminyan Toiv. So we start today's shiur with the Posuk Toiv Li Toiras Picho Mialfe Zohar V'Chosef. And we will embark on a journey shortly, visiting 17 different destinations. So when you have a very short trip and you want to visit 17 sites, you're fully aware that you won't be able to spend too much time at any one of those sites. We'll just have time enough to briefly look around and move on, just to get a taste of the 17 categories, and maybe some of us, many of us, will want to be back and spend more time in each and every one of these 17 different Hagadors. So, Yud Zayin Gedorim Bein D'Uraisa L'Drabonan, and we start from the top of the list, Menachoymer El Hakal. What we define as D'Uraisa has three different dargas. Topping the list is Dovar HaMefurash B'Torah. And in various different sources, we find that the Rishonim differentiate bechumras hadavar between a dover amefurish betoira and a mitzvah diraisa that we learn midrasha from the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin and Idreshes behem, or from Yiturim and Yalfusois. Dover amefurish betoira is more stringent and it is a higher level. This assumption has various different makotis, but as I apologized just a few minutes ago, we will not be able to go thoroughly through these different agdores. We will quote at least one example and one source for each of the 17. So the Ran explains in Adorim Chesom Adalef, when the Gemara says, Shorel en Inish, a person could make a neder Ashkim ve'eshne perek zeh, and this neder is obligatory. He took upon himself to learn a certain sugya. And the Gemara asks, Mushbe v'oimed mahar Sinai hu, Ein ha-shivu achalo al devar mitzvah. And the Gemara responds and answers, Iboye poter nafshe b'kriya shema shachres v'yarvis. Because a person could get away with the basic mitzvah of a hogisa v'yoyim v'laylo with Krishma Shachras V'Yarvis. And therefore the Shavua is Chal. The Ran asks, could a person really get away with Kriya Shema Shachras V'Yarvis? I mean, we have a mitzvah v'shinantum levonechu she'ediv retoiro mechadodum beficho. That is a goal you cannot really achieve with Krishma Shachras V'Yarvis. You're not going to know Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi by Krishma Shachras V'Yarvis. And that is a mitzvah d'oraisa v'shinantum levonechu she'ediv retoiro mechadodum beficho. So the Ran explains, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But that is a drash. Vishinantam lavonecho in Pshat doesn't explicitly say Shiyidiv Retoira Mechadodim Beficho. What is Mefurish Betoira is Vilimaditam, that you have to learn. What is Mefurish in the first Perek in Yoshua is Vogisa by Yoimam Valaila. Yoimam Valaila could be interpreted as a bit of the day and a bit of the night. Vogisa by Yoimam Valaila could be taken to say Krishma Shachras V'Yarvis. Eina Shavua Chala al Dover HaMafurish B'Toyra. Dover She'eina HaMafurish B'Toyra, we do not say Mushba V'Oimed Mahar Sinai. So in this round we find a distinction between Dover HaMafurish B'Toyra and a Diuraisa, She'einoi Mefurish B'Toyra. So topping the list is Diuraisa She'Mefurish B'Toyra. Lamata Mimeno, number two on our list, is a Diuraisa that we learn from Drosha. Now the Ramban says that the Ikar Mitzvah of Lois Soser relates to Yud Gimel Pidush HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. That is not the level of Dover HaMefurish B'Torah, but nevertheless, it's a Diuraisa. Yud Gimel Pidush HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. And other Droshes Chazal are definitely Diuraisa. V'Sveikom L'Chumra. That is number two. Number three on the list is Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai. And the basic concept of Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai we find in two different sources in Mishnayos. Mishnayos that many people are not aware of because both Masechtas have no Gemara. Masechet Eidiyos, Perek Ches, Mishne Zayin, Masechet Yedayim, Perek Dalet, Mishne Gimel. So the basic concept of Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai, which on one hand is the Uraisa, but on the other hand it has no source in Torah's Moshe, neither Mefurish B'Torah, neither Einoi Mefurish B'Torah, and then Ramban in the first Shoresh and Sefer HaMitzvos explains, Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai is a concept that has no source and no remez in Torah's Moshe. But nevertheless, it is the Uraisa, because that is Torah, Shenimsa LeMoshe MeSinai. However, some sources argue that the basic idea, Sveike the Uraisa LeChumre, does not refer to Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai. It does refer to Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, but not to Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai. And that is obvious in the Rambam, Hilchas Shechita, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam writes, the only psul in Shechita that's Mefurish B'Torah is Druso, and the other Sheva psulim in Shechita, that are Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai, Sveikam LeKule. So in the category, in the basic category, which Kuli Alma Moide is Diuraisa, there are three different levels. Dover HaMefurish B'Torah, Mashalomdu Midrosha, and Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai. Number four, and that is way before Divrei Sofrim. We're not by Divrei Sofrim yet. However, twice in Shas do we find in the Gemara Svora Diuraisa, Lomalikra. Svorei, Ksuvis Chov Beis Amad Aleph and Ksuvis, when the Gemara asks, how do we learn the concept of a Pesha Osar or a Pesha Yitio? The concept of Migo, that a person is Namon, he has Namon as if he has a Migo. The Gemara says, Ez biti notati le'ish hazeh, et biti notati osro le'ish hazeh, hitira. And the Gemara says, why do we need a posik? It's a simple Svorei. Lomali kro, Svorei. And it's from this sugi that we learn that Svora is essentially the Uraisa. There's no need for a pasuk. Second source is in Bava Kamma, Mem Vav Omid Beis, dealing with another concept in Muminis, Hamoitzi Mechaverei Olav Haraya. And the Gemara says, how do we know this then? Mi bal dvorim yigashelai, lama likro svorei. We find the third source in Shas, which is Nida Chofei, lama likro svore ba'almoi. There's another word, an extra word there, svore ba'alma. So, because our time today is extremely limited, if we want to successfully, you know, get to our final destination, so I will leave it up to you. If you want to understand the difference between the Gemara and Nida and the other two ones in Ksuvas and Bava Kamma, just examine the sugya, and you will understand why Chazal say Loma Likro Svora Ba'almai, and that is a different concept. So it is from these two Gemaras that we learn that sometimes a Svora is as powerful as a Pasuk. And the Gemara asks Loma Likro Svori. And in Minchas Osher Dvorim Siman Tezvov, I dealt at length with this concept. And I brought many contradictions, many stiras. The most obvious one is from Brochas Lamed Hei, the beginning of Perek Hei Tzad Mevorchem, when the Gemara says, how do we know Brocha Roshoina, Berchas HaNehenin, Svorehi, Osa Liodom, Shehenem Yodom Ezebeli Brocha. And nevertheless, Kuli Alma Moidim, that Berchas Nehenin is the Rabbonin and Atman HaTorah. So if Svora is the Oraisa, why do we assume that Berchus Lenin is the Rabbonon when the Gemara says Svori Osa La'odam Shehena B'loi B'zayolam Ezeh B'li Brocha? So I dealt at length in Minchas Osher Dvorim Siman Tezvov with this question, and I cannot go over everything I wrote there. It's quite interesting, but I think if we want to check all the Minchas Oshers we'll quote today, you're probably going to have to go through 50% of Minchas Osher on Dvorim. So in Siman Tezvov, one of the ideas and one of the mahalchim I suggested, we need to differentiate between a svora that's pure logic and a svora that is based on morality. Svoras ha-leiv or svoras ha-seichel. The two concepts in which Chazal say lama likro svori are pure logic, which is a peshos ha-peshetor and a moitzim chaveri olav araya. Hamoitzim Echveri Ulvarai is an axiom that is accepted in every legal system. In the modern language, in Eretz Yisroel, it is defined as Haschut Lehenot Men HaSafek. I don't know what the definition is in English. Haschut Lehenot Men HaSafek is basic logic. I mean, we cannot Yefshal HaKapeach Adam B'li Hechreach, B'li Raya Adam Zakai Lehenot Men HaSafek. And that is the svor of mandekov lekeiva oze lebeyasya. So, when a svor is pure logic, that is minatoyra. But svor is halev of musar, that is not minatoyra. And therefore, Chazal say yes, the svor oze leodem shiyenem yodem azebeli brocha is basis enough for Chazal to say there is a chiyuv of berchas anahenin. But that is not minatoyra. That is midrabon. Divrei Kabbalah. Rashi writes, Bava Kamma Beis Omid Beis. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Neviim Viksuvim. Chamurim Medivrei Soifrim. Machloikes Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Shoyrish Aleph. In the first Shoyrish in Sefer HaMitzvahs, many times I explained, Sefer HaMitzvahs is the only Sefer I'm aware of in which the Hakdomah is far larger than the entire Sefer. So there are Yudalad Shloshim that are Hakdomah of the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and they're far bigger than the entire Sefer. Shoresh Aleph, the Rambam maintains, Divrei Kabbalah are the Rabbonon. The Ramban says, Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Damian. So that would be Darga, criteria number 5. However, the Rambam is Mechalak B'Divrei Kabbalah. And he writes, Mitzvahs that we find B'Divrei HaNavuim V'Aksuvim are min HaTorah. Sharei Eina Novi Rechshai L'Chadesh Dova Miyato. So when we find Tzivuyim and commands and precepts and mitzvahs B'Divrei Kabbalah, they are min HaTorah. But when Chazal learn Mitzvahs or Divrei Musar from Sipurei Dvorim Shebenaviyim Viksuvim, they are Midrabon. So, Bedas Ramban, we find two different dargis in Divrei Kabbalah. Tzivuyim Shebedivrei Hanavi, which are the Oraisa, but they're not in the same level as Toiras Moshe, and Sipurei Dvorim Shel Divrei Kabbalah, which are a lesser chiyuv than mitzvahs shelamadnu medivrei kabbalah. Rashi indicates that when Chazal speak about divrei kabbalah, that includes neviim v'ksuvim, the Chavis Yor has a different opinion. And the Chavis Yor was one of those few achroinim that had the brightkeit and the courage to be choylek and rishoinim. And the Chavis Yor Sementes differentiates between Divrei Neviim and Divrei Ksuvim. And he writes, Divrei Ksuvim are not defined as Divrei Kabbalah, and they are a lesser darga than Divrei Neviim. Divrei Ksuvim, Chamurim me Divrei Soifrim, Kalim me Divrei Neviim. And I do not recall whether the Chavis Yor brings or he does not bring. But the Mesechet Soifrim, Sechet Soifrim is one of the Sforim Chitzoinim, but Divrei Chazal doesn't have the same mamad as the Mishnayis or Brises. However, Mesechet Soifrim, Perek Yud Ches, Halochi Gimel, we learn Divrei Neviim, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Ksuvim, Divrei Kedushaheim. And I think that the Chavis Yor quotes the Mesechet Soifrim. Mesechet Soifrim writes that Divrei Kabbalah relate to Neviim. Ksuvim are defined as Divrei Kedusha and not Divrei Kabbalah. The interpretation of the Chavis Yor is Divrei Kabbalah is only what Nevi'ei Hashem were mekabel benevuah. That is why they are described as Divrei Kabbalah. Ksuvim, definitely written with divine inspiration, Baruch HaKodesh, but it is not the darga of Neviim. So according to the Chavis Yor, Divrei Neviim are Divrei Kabbalah, and they are Chomor Medivrei Ksuv. Darga number 8 is what we define many, many sources in Chazal as Asmachta. So there's a very famous Ritva, Ritva Rosh Hashanah Tet Zayin, dealing with Malchiyah Zechroinois Shoifrois. After all, today was Rosh Chodesh Elul. Bnei Ashkenaz already blew the shofar this morning. So the Ritva, dealing with brochos of Malchiyah Zechroinoi Shoifres, and Chazal are masmach, Malchiyah Zechroinoi Shoifres on Mikroi HaKodesh, on Psukim and Toiris Moshe, the Ritva says, it's an asmachta. But asmachta is menatoira. Asmachta is not something artificial. It is not that the Chachamim took their own tekonis and decrees and artificially, superficially, looked for some source in the Torah. Asmachta is an interpretation of Rotzen HaTorah. So the Ritva argues that Asmachta is a darga of the Uraisa, and anybody that thinks that Asmachta is merely a Derabonan Zudas Minus, the Ritva describes the dissenting opinion as Das Minus. Ma nasa, ma noimer, v'ma nidaber. In Minchas Osho Moyadim, Chelak Aleph, Simen Zayin, Od Zayin, I brought sources that what the Ritva defines as Das Minas is Shittas HaRambam, in the Agdometzu Perisha Mishneh. It's a Toysis in Mesechet Menuches Dav Tzadik Beis, and I think most of the Rishonim assume that Asmachta is the Rabbonah. The Rambam and Toysis explain the concept of Asmachta Lizikoroin, B'yamei Kedem, Devorim Shemalpei Yetur Shai Liyomram Bechsav. Could you just imagine what it was to memorize Shas Bavli Yerushalmi, thousands of halachas without any texts? It was a prohibition to write Devorim Shebechsav. All they learned was Toiris Moshe, Neviim V'Ksuvi. So the Rambam and Tosfos both indicate that the reason Chachamim were masmech tkonoiseyem v'gzeroiseyem v'mitzvoiseyem on psukim is just to enhance our memory, because all they learned were from Sifrei Torah. All you had is the basic text of Chumash. So Chachomim had the interest of being masmich devrayim al psukei yatoyre lezekorin velesimona. That is the Rambam in Tosfos. So they definitely maintain asmachta is just like any other derabbanan. Lekutei meharil, there's a different approach and interpretation. What is the concept of asmachta, which is more problematic. But the entire Sefer Lekutei meharil is problematic. And there's a big question mark hovering over Lekutei meharil. Lekutei meharil says that Chachomim saw various tekonas that people are mezalzel, and that's why they were masmach al psukei atoira. People should think, mistakenly think, that it's dioraisa. That is Lekutei meharil. But the approach of Rambam and Tosfos is lezikoroin velesimona. However, according to the Ritva, asmachta is in a way korov ledioraisa. That is the interpretation, the understanding of Chazal in kavonas atoira. And that would be korov ledioraisa. So in the above mentioned source, Mincha Sosha Moyadim Chelek Aleph, dealing with Malchi Zechron in Shoifres, I dealt with the Ritva and the Rambam at length, and I brought many sources, Lekan Ulechan. I also substantiated the Ritva, it's not a Das Yochid. And there are sources, Lekan Ulechan, and there's actually a Machloikis and Poiskim, whether it's Sofek Asmachta, the Uraisa, or the Rabbonon, and that is based on the two different approaches and interpretations of Asmacht. Nimsar hadavar lechachamim. It has always been a wonder to me that this is a sugya basically uncovered by the Mincha Sosha. I'm not aware that any of the Achronim tackled this sugya. And I think the sugya has more than 20 sources. The concept of Nimsar hadavar lechachamim, which is only found twice in Shas, Chagigi Yudches and Amchoyres Chavvav. But we do find this concept more in the Rishonim. The Ran, Mesechet Yuma Lagaba Chamishu Inuim Biyoim HaKippurim. The Rana and the Rosh, Beresh Perek Lulav Hagozu Lagaba Psul Hodor. And I'll just try to give you in a nutshell. I wrote about this at great length in Minchasos Shedvorim Simen Chov Zayin. Parshas Shoiftim, this week's parsha. Nimsar hadavar lechachamim is when the Torah gives us a general idea, but only the general concept. Behechreach, that the general concept must have details. But the Torah doesn't share with us what the details are, neither does the Torah give us a key to develop an understanding what the details would be. And it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chachmi Yisroel, we share this mitzvah. I give the general a concept and you fill in the details, and whatever you say is as if I say. And B'chiyai Gavan Divrei Chachomim K'divrei Torah Heim V'yesh B'yodom L'Hokel U'L'Achmir K'Ritzonam. Because in different areas we find a very problematic yesod. And the most basic example is Malachas Chol HaMoed. That's the sugya Chagigi Yudches. Isse Malacha Chol HaMoed Chazal Darshan from Psukim. Many Rishonim maintain it's Min HaTorah. But they all wonder, if Isse Malacha Chol HaMoed is Min HaTorah, how could Chachomim be Mekel B'Dover HaOved? Monetary laws? Could be reason to be lenient by the Oraisa. There is no such a thing. The only kula by the Oraisa, as every little boy knows, if he learned Mishneh Brura, you don't have to be a big lamdan to understand. The only thing that could override the Oraisa is pikuach nefesh. The pikuach nefesh bilvad. Never do we find a kula by the Oraisa. Lo mishum tzar, lo mishum nezek, lo mishum efsed. Vaday lo mishum efsed mamon. Is there anywhere in Shas that Chazal were makel b'dioraisa for monetary laws? So how are we makel b'dovra ovid b'malachas Chol HaMoed if malachas Chol HaMoed dioraisa? The Bes Yosef in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed says, yes, malachas Chol HaMoed dioraisa, but nimsar hadavar lechachamim. What does he mean? So I'm giving you a brief summary in a nutshell of what I wrote at great length in Devarim Chav Zayin and Mechasosho. The Torah asks us Malach and Shabbos. The Torah doesn't give us a list of what are the Lamedes Malachas, but the Torah gives us the key. Iskish Malachas Shabbos and Malachas HaMishkan. Observe Malachas HaMishkan, and all the Malachas that were essential and necessary in Akomas HaMishkan, those are the Lamedes Malachas Shabbos. The Torah asks us Malach and Chalamayit, but we have no key. We have no inkling. How do we define a Malacha B'Chalamayit? Has nothing to do with Malachas HaMishkan. Chalamayit has nothing to do with Malachas HaMishkan. So how do we define a malacha and chala moed? We have no inkling. Nimser adov ala chachomim. V'keshenimser adov ala chachomim, chachomim are not only commentators, they are legislators. V'yesh b'koichom lahokel kivishalohem, as if it would be a derabon. And therefore, malachas chala moed kisha asru osol menatoira. Kishekelu, muta lechatchila, v'yesh biyodem lahokol, gam ishim dover ovet. Kinimsa adover lachachomim. V'kasher nimsa adover lachachomim, they are not only commentators, they are legislators. V'bomukam atzorech yesh biyodem lahakel. And that is the only way to understand the Rosh Beresh Perek Lulav HaGozel. When the Gemara says Lulav HaYovish Posul, but the Gemara asks, well, it transpired the Chachomim used the lulav from last year. A year-old lulav is obviously a lulav ayavish. Shas at chak shani. And the Rosh says, it's not only a zeicha lulav, koshel a brocha. We say a brocha. Do we ever find in Shas Chachomim our meikel and machshir a psul dioraisa? Unheard of. Shas is full when Chachomim were puzzled a kosher diurais, and Chachomim puzzled what's kosher menatayra. Nowhere do we find Chachomim are machsher a psul diurais. Doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. Goes against basic halachic logic. Why would Chachomim be machsher something that's psul menatayra? V'chiyesh koyach biyodam lahachsher a psul diurais. This is a precedent. This is different. The Rosh says, Nimsar adov ala chachomim. How do we know she nimsar adov ala chachomim? Because the Torah says creates hodor. What is hodor? How do we define hodor? Hodor is beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Everybody has his definition of beauty. So what would hodor be? How do we define hodor? Bechreach she nimsar adov ala chachomim. Uke she nimsar adov ala chachomim, yesh koyach biyodam. לא רק לפרש, אלא להקל ולהחמיר כרצונם ולפי הצורך. חכמים סד בשעס הדחק, הודר is kosher. A lack of הודר is kosher. לולב היובש is kosher בשעס הדחק. How could you be מחשר פסול דיורייסה? Why not? נמצא דובר לחכמים. And that is the approach of the Ran regarding רחיצה ביום הכיפורים. Tosis argues, רחיצה ביום הכיפורים cannot be נמצא דיורייסה. Because Chachamim were meikel a melech v'lekalo, l'chaba v'ol ba'alo. The Ran says, no, it's also min ha-Torah. Also min ha-Torah. So how are Chazal meikel l'kalo? Shivis yemei mishta l'chaba v'ol ba'alo? Nimsa adov ala Chachamim. Same idea. The Torah says, kol nefesh ha-shaloi se'una. What does inui mean? How do we understand what's inui? A person could torture himself in 1,000 ways. He could bang his head on the wall. He could do 1,000 things. What is inui? Nimsa adov ala chachomim. Ukeshe nimsa adov ala chachomim. They are not only parshonim. They are machoikikim. V'yesh bekoicham lahokel lefi atzoirach. So on one hand, rechitza that's osur is also min atoira. Malachas chalamoy that's osur is also min atoira. Psul yovesh velulav is posul min atoira. But the common denominator between all these sugyas is Nimsa Adov ala Chachomim. Actually, Korot HaLekula is Nimsa ala Chachomim. Korot HaLekula Nimsa ala Chachomim Lifaresh. But there are a very limited scope of mitzvahs and sugyas She Nimsa ala Chachomim Lechokek, lo Lifaresh. Because when the Torah gives us only a general idea that must have details, and the Torah doesn't give us a key to define those details. What are those details? Neither does the Torah specify what the details are, neither does the Torah give us a key to understand what the details are. Nimsal adover lachachamim, and divrei chachamim kedivrei Torah heim mamish. So as I mentioned, Minchaso Shedvorim Chof Zayin, there's a very lengthy discussion in which I brought about 20 sugyas in this idea, but we need to move on to our next stop. Nigrar acharei ha-mitzvah. Chiddush otzum b'toiras ha-rambam. I will only mention two sources. Sefer ha-mitzvahs, mitzvahs ha-sei peites. Machloikes Rashi v'rambam. Mitzvahs achilas kodshi. Psochim nuntes is the basic source. V'achlu oisa masher kupar bohem. Melamit shekoyanim oichlim u'balim miskafrim. Achilas kodshim is a mitzvahs ha-sei. Does that include kodshim kalam anacholim lebalam or not? The pasuk is va'ochlu oisam asher kupar bahem malamet shekoyanim oichlim u'balim miskapr. Rashi says it includes kodshim kalam anacholim lebalam. Same mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't think so. Mitzvahs to say peites and sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam writes the mitzvah basically refers to achilas akoyanim. Ukoloshen Chazal, Koyen Amoichlem, Ubalem Eskapram. Achilles Trumel Koyen, Kodshim Kalam Lebalem, Nigrorim Achrei HaMitzvah. Very interesting Hagdor. Nigrorim Achrei HaMitzvah. So in Minchas Osher, Bereishis Mem Dalet, for a change, not the Vorim, but Bereishis Mem Dalet. I brought four different sources, Betoiras HaRambam. And this is a Yesod that we only find in the Rambam. Regarding mitzvahs Asay and mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh, the Lo Ta'aseh of Bal Tashchis. Bal Tashchis, is it this week's parsha? By Malchome, Lo Tashchis eats Eitzo. The Rambam writes, Kol HaMashchis eats Pri Loiko. But the Rambam says, Ibud Oichlin Shviras Kalim, Asurim, Menatoira, and Makis Mardis. And one on the Rambam writes, it's an Isidi Uraisa. But no Malkis Arboim, only Makis Mardis. So the Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in Hilchas Melochim. The Loisese deals clearly with Atzei Pri. Lo tashchis es eitzo. Ki o odom eitzo soda? The posik asks. The trees are not our enemies. Don't destroy trees that bear fruit. However, the interpretation of Chazal is, every ashchosa is included in the mitzvah, but it's not the ikar mitzvah. And that is similar to nigrar achrei ha-mitzvah b'mitzvahs asay, when the Rambam differentiates between ikar ha-mitzvah, melamed shekoyanim oichlem u'balam eskaprim, but Chazal understand that kodeshim kalam is nigrar achrei ha-mitzvah. It is a diuraisa, but a lesser darga of a diuraisa. And that is a yesod we learn in various different sources in the Rambam. I'm trying to keep up with the numbers on my list, and I think we're number 11. Minchaso Shedvorim Simen Nun Aleph. Rotzoin HaTorah. Tzah Balachayim Diuraisa. That's a Gemara Bova Mitzia, Lamed Beis. And where do we know Tzah Balachayim is Diuraisa? Shita Mekabetzes brings from Radbaz, Embo, Lo Mitzvah Saseh, Velo Mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh. So what is it? A diurais, if it's not an asay or a lotas. So, Minchasoshet Vorim Nun Aleph, I brought 10 different sources from the Rishonim. How do we know Tzah Balachayim diurais? Really? No. Mori Nevuchum is far more interesting than Shiluach HaKem. So, Rashi. Rosh Medabram Bekol Mokom Shabbos Kuf Chof Ches Omid Beis. Rashi says we learn Tzah Balachayim from the mitzvah of Prika. Ozov tazav imoy. Why do we have a mitzvah to help a person take the masos off the back of a mule or another animal? It is from this mitzvah to say that we learn Tzav Alachayim Diurais. Some Rishonim say we learn Tzav Alachayim Diurais from Loisachsim Shor Bedishoy or from Shiluach HaKen. So some argue that we learn Tzav Alachayim from mitzvah to say Ozov tazav imoy. Shalach tishalech et ha'em. Some say we learn it from the lav of lo yisachsim shor b'dishoy, but it's not a lav. It's not an asay. The most interesting source we find in the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim Perek Mem Dalet Chelek Gimel. The Rambam says we learn Tzav Alachayim D'Oraisa from Bilam, not really from Bilam, but from the angel that was sent min hashamayim to reprimand Bilam. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it important to send an angel from above to deal with Bilam, why were you so cruel to hit your mule? It is from here that we know that Tzav Alachayim D'Oraisa. So when a person is Mitzayir Balchayim, what is he over? And Madua Hekisu Es Asoincha, what is he over? Rotzon HaToyah. And I wrote at great length defining the concept of Rotzon HaToyah, because this concept was abused throughout the ages by many Achronim, as if everybody could understand what is Rotzon HaToyah. No. Rotzon HaToyah is only what Chazal learned from the Torah. Only the Torah is qualified to say what Rotzon HaToyah is. Either from Mitzvah HaToyah, Mitzvah HaSeh Mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh, Ozav Ta'aseh Vimoy, Shalach to Shalach Esuim, Lo Yisachsim Shor B'Dishoy, or from Sipur Devorim Shebetoira, like the Rambam, the story of Bilam and the angel. But it is only from Sukkei HaToyra that we know what is Rotzon HaToyra. So Rotzon HaToyra is not a mitzvah to say, neither is it a lo ta'ase. But it's diuraisa, because Chazal say Tzav Alachayim diuraisa. And the Rashbo in Yevom Esdaf Hei deals with the concept of Rotzon HaToyah. The Rashbo says, it's not doicha lo tase, because it's not a mitzvah sasei. Doesn't have the koich to override a lav. But nevertheless, Tzav Balachayim Diuraisa, and that is the gather of Rotzon HaToyah. Yes. I brought 10 different sources, but we need to understand and differentiate. The Rishonim are masber many mitzvahs that are because of Tzav Alachayim, but I only brought Makoidus in which the Rishonim say are the source of Tzav Alachayim. So Rishonim are masber many mitzvahs mishum Tzav Alachayim. For instance, Shchit. Shchit is, according to some Rishonim, the most humane form to take the life of any animal. So I do not recall that any of the Rishonim says this is the source of Tzav Alachayim. There are Rishonim that explain the mitzvah because of Tzav Alachayim. What I primarily brought are sources from where Chazal learned the concept of Tzav Alachayim D'Oraisa. So Rabbi Isai, I think we had 11 sources. And the common denominator of all these 11 sources, each and every one of them, in a way, is D'Oraisa or Korav L'D'Oraisa. From now on, we're dealing with the Rabbanans, but different dargis in the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan Sheyesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah brings us to the first Halacha Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Ovel in the Rambam. And once again, it's just an example. In my Svarim, I brought many more Mekoyos. So Perek Yud Aleph Hilchas Ovel Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes about the concept of Gemilas Chasodim Begufoy, not Gemilas Chasodim BeMamoinoy, but Gemilas Chasodim Begufoy. And the Rambam says Gemilas Chasodim Begufoy includes Achnosas Kala, Biko Choylem, Nichum Aveilem, Levoyes Ameis. All these are mitzvahs medivrei soifrim, and they are defined as Gemilas Chasodim Begufoy. And in that very same halacha, the Rambam goes on to say, all these are included in the mitzvah of Yohavto L'Reach U'Komoicho. Ma she'ato roitze she'yas halachu acherim, asei ato oisom la'acherim. That is the concept of Hillel HaZoker. Ma'ada Lachsani, L'chavrach Lo'tavid. The Rambam's interpretation of Yahavtu Rachu Kamoichu is that same concept in a positive connotation. Hillel uses it in a negative connotation. Don't do to others what you don't want others to do to you. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Ahav Asreyim is do to others what you would want others to do for you. So on one hand, the Rambam writes, all these mitzvahs are v'yahavtu rachu kamoichu, which definitely is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So why does he write a mitzvah medivrei soifrim? So listen carefully to what I say, because it seems like a contradiction. But it is not. Min haTorah, anybody that engages in bikkur cholim, nichum aveilim, Chnosas Kala is Makayim V'yahavtu Rachu Kamoichu. A person that refrains from Chnosas Kala is not Mevatel a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. If he engages, he's Makayim a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. If he refrains, he's not Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa. Because the Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa is Lehetivim Zulato. There are 1,000 ways in a person could, in which you could make other people happy. And you can make other people happy in any of 1,000 ways. So you do not necessarily dafkim need to be engaged in a chnosas kala or a nichum aveilim. You know, you could do many other things to make people happy. A hot day in town, you're going to, you know, hand out icicles, you know, ices, I don't know what they're called, ice cream or cold drinks. That's what you have to rachu kamoichu. It's not bikkur cholim, it's not a chnosas kala, it's not nichum aveilim, it's not lavoy sms. But it's, in a way, we have to rachu kemoicho. So these specific mitzvahs are chiyuv and medivrei soifer. And Chazal demand that you do engage in achnosas kala, in bikkur cholim, in nichum aveilim, in levoyes ameis. These are mitzvahs medivrei soifer. But when you do engage in these mitzvahs, you are mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, we have to rachu kemoicho. So these are mitzvahs that are bonen shiesh lem ikor min haTorah. And we find the same idea by lavim, and not only by mitzvahs asay. And a mitzvah that Rabbanu sheyesh lo ikor min haTorah, chomer yoiso, me mitzvah that Rabbanu sheyesh lo ikor min haTorah. And then there is what Chazal defined divrei sofer. And in various different sources in my Sforim I explained divrei sofrim all fit into one of three different categories. Three categories that include the vast array of divrei sofrim: gzeirois, takonois, mitzvois. Gzeirois, shavusim de Shabbos, shnias de arayis, and many other gzeiros. All achieve one goal, laharchik esa odam min haaveira. As the Mishnah says in the first Perek of Ovis, Asu Siag Letoir. But there are also mitzvahs that are bonon, that are not gzeiros. Ner Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah, Persum Enisa, the Rabbonon, they're not gzeiros, they are mitzvahs. Mea Brochas Bekol Yoim is a mitzvah. Oinik Shabbos, Kvoit Shabbos, or Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im. But there are many mitzvahs that are bonon. Mea Brochas, Nea Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, many mitzvahs that are the Rabbanan, they're not Gzeiros. And these two different categories have two different sources. Because Shabbos Chof Gimel, Heichen Tzivonu, regarding Nea Chanukah, Leisosu. Yevomes Chof Aleph, Heichen Tzivonu, Shnias Darayas Gzeiros, Ushmartem Es Mishmart, Yasu Mishmeres Le Mishmart, Oshal Torah. So Chazal bring two different sources, two different concepts. But the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim says, Takonos. Takonos are not gzeiros, and they're not mitzvahs. Takonos were established by Chazal to formalize and to put structure into Jewish life in all different areas. There are tkonas ha-shuk, tkonas ha-loikhin, tkonas ha-shovim. There are tkonas that dictate the relationships within the family. Ksuba, shaloitei kalo be'enov lohoitzio, masi odeo lobala, mezoines, shabal chayev leishtoi, Tikkunis that dictate every area in Jewish life. Family, kehillah, the relationship between the individual and the authorities. There are tikkunis dictating Jewish life in many different areas. So all divrei chachamim are included in gezeiros, mitzvos, tikkunis. Gezeiros and mitzvos have different sources. Lois sosan on one hand, shavas chov gimel, shmartim es mishmarti, yavam es chov alaf, on the other hand. We say a brocha on mitzvos derabbanon, on Ner Chanukah and on Mikra Megillah. Not on all mitzvahs that are bonan do we say a brocha. The Ran is Mechadish Shabbos Chov Gimel, when Chachamim were attacking at the Kona Mishum Chashda, that is a lesser chiyuv, and there is no brocha. Chotza Shiesh Boshnei Psochim, Tzorach Shtei Neirois, Baner Chanukah, Mishum Chashda, but the Ran says, Chashda, the other Delis, there is no brocha. Because the mitzvah is essentially not a mitzvah into itself. Just mipnei haroyim, there is no bruch. So obviously that is a lesser chiyuv than mitzvahs derabonon shemivarchim aleihem. At the bottom of the list, last, but not less. And I always say, in Torah there is no ikar v'tofel. I prefer dealing with Shoresh Va'anaf, Yesoid Ve'binyan, Minhag. Teiras HaMinhag is based not on a Pusik and Teiras Moshe. Two different sources in Shas. Menolan de Minhoga Milsi. Psochim Daf Nun, Nun Omid Beis regarding with a Minig in Hilchas Shabbos. B'nei Beishon, we're not Maflig Mitzorit Sidon Erev Shabbos. And in Chulin Tzadik Gimel, dealing with Macholas Asurois. In both these sources, Chazal say, what is the source of Minig? Who says that Minogam are valid? What obligates a person to adhere to Minogim? And Chazal quote the Pusik in Mishlei Perek Ches, Shema Beni Musar Ovicho, Va'al Titoish Toiris Imech. Major Machloikis, many times Tosfos and Shas. First time Brochas Yudalad, whether we make a brocha on Minag, and that is a machlokes with Yosef and Ramo, whether there's a brocha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Today was Rosh Chodesh. Most of the participants sitting right here seem to be Ashkenazim. We all make a brocha on Halal. Not all the Ashkenazim do. Slonim Chassidim and Kalina Chassidim don't make a brocha on Halal in Eretz Yisrael, because they were the first Hasidic Eidus that came to Eretz Yisrael, and they took upon themselves Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Minhogei Abis Yosef. So up to this very day, Slonimers and Kalinas don't say a brocha on Halal. But generally, Ashkenazim, according to the Ramo, say a brocha on Halal. But the Bis Yosef Paskins, there's no brocha on a Minhag. There is a contradiction in Bis Yosef. Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses, the Bais Yosef says you do say a brocha, so that is a major discussion. But Toiras HaMinag has no source in Toiras Moshe. Not Loisosur, not Ushmartim es Mishmarti. Twice in Shas, Chazal based the validity of Menhogim on Shema Beni Musar Avicho, Va'al Titosh Toiras Amecho. So today, we had, I think, a fascinating trip, short one, and we visited 17 different sites. So when we speak about the Arise and the Rabbanon, it's not as simple as that. Yud Zayin Dargis, Bein the Arise and the Rabbanon, in each one of these categories has its distinct dinim, and each one is different than the others. Toiv li Toiras Picho, Mi'alfei Zohov V'chosov. So today was Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we're still in the beginning of this magnificent Chodesh. Many Ramozim were written throughout the ages on Elul. Probably the most famous of them all is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Another remez that is quoted in many poskim. Elul is Rosh Teves, echod lechatos veechod leoilo. So many people will think, well, maybe somebody took out a Tanakh, and in our modern day and age, probably he didn't take out a Tanakh, but some computer or an iPad, and he just looked for psukim in Torah Neviim v'Ksuvim to find the sequence of Alav Lamed Vav Lamed, and he came up with a lot of the Muslim on Chodesh Elul. That is not the way we relate to Sifrei HaKodesh. No. That is not the way we believe that these Gedoli Yisrael wrote various different Ramosam and Chodesh Elul. And I think that each and every one of them has a profound message to convey. A profound message in the very essence of Chodesh Elul. So what is Chodesh Elul all about? We are deterred by the Yom Neroim. It makes everyone feel uncomfortable. Of course it does. We feel far more comfortable Purim than Yom Kippur. I mean, Purim is a merry day. Chayim Olam Levesuma. You know, you drink and Malotzach Voil Gaim. Sama Chayim. Yom Kippur, we all feel extremely uncomfortable. That is the way we should feel. Those are the Yom Neroim. And the Gemara says, an Erech in the feud, and a Rosh Hashanah, Shalom Alach HaShos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't find that many times in Shas. How do Chazal know? But Chazal tell us, Shalom Alach HaShos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do they know? They heard. They heard. They were there. Shalom Alach HaShos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Amein Yisroel Lo Yimram Halal Baruch Hashanah V'Yoyim HaKippurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains and responds, Efshar, Melech Yoishev al Kisi Adin, Sifra Mesem, Sifra Chaim, Sukhum Lafonov, Vibnei Yisrael Yoim Rushira. How could one say Halal? How could one say Halal? And the Rambam brings in Perek Gimel of El Cheschana, Keino Yimram Halal, Roshon of Yoim Kippurim, Lefi Shein Elu Yoim Shal Simchi Yisrael, Elu Shal Yiro Vafachad, Emes Yoim Adin. And Bnei Ashkenaz start blowing Shofar Shchodesh Elul. And the Navi says, "Im yitoka shoifo be'ir v'am lo yachrodu." So we associate Chodesh Elul like we associate the Yom Neroim with Emes Yoim Adin. Justly so. Rabbeinu Yoina in Sefer Hayiro, I think it's Ois Shin Chov Zayin, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, "Meresh Chodesh Elul ad Yoim Kippurim yefached me'Emes Yoim Adin." Natural, naturally, justly so. But in Pnimius, Elul is very different than the Yom Neroim. And that's a tshuva in Noide B'Yehuda. I don't quote many Noide B'Yehudas in Shmusen. But this is a fascinating tshuva in Noide B'Yehuda. Madura Kam or Chaim Simalamid Beis. The Noide B'Yehuda was asked whether a Ovel could be a Shliach Tzibur Elul. Because some say that a Ovel should not daven in the Yom Neroim because they're Yemei Din. And Midas Adin is Shoiran and Oval, so he shouldn't be a Shliach Tzibbe B'Yemei Adin. And the Noi Debiyuda says, how could one confuse it with Chodesh Elul? Chodesh Elul has nothing to do with Dinim. Chodesh Elul is Kuloi Rachamim, the Noi Debiyuda says. What does it have to do with Dinim? Chodesh Elul is a gift. Chodesh Elul are the Arboam Yoim that Moshe Yah B'Shamayim L'Ratzoi Sel Chetu Egel till HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, Solachti. Yemei Adin start on Rosh Hashanah, says the Noi Debiyudi. Even Yemei Aslichus are Kulam Rachamim. They have nothing to do with Din. They should not be associated with Midas Adin. Chodesh Elul is Kol Kuloi Rachamim. And therefore there's no reason an Ovel shouldn't be a Shliach Tzibur in Chodesh Elul, the Noi Debiyudi says. And that has sources in Kizvei Ha'ari, which I don't know whether the Noi Debiyudi was aware of. Chodesh Elul is Rachamim. It is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be able to zoichel rachamim lefnei Yemei Adin. So one of the common menhogim in Chodesh Elul is to say Perek Chov Zayin in Tilim L'Dovid Hashem Ayri V'Yishi. In this Perek we find Shem Hashem 13 times. Keneged Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim. 12 times Shem Havaya and 1 time Shem Elokim. And the reason Shem Elokim is 1 time in this Perek because Midas HaRachamim is Mamtik Midas HaDin. But Shem Hashem appears 13 times in L'Dovid Hashem Ayri V'Yishi Keneged Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. So Chodesh Elul is all about Rachamim. And that is the remez of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Where does this posek appear? Not in Sefer Iyov, in Shir HaShirim. And everybody knows what Shir HaShirim is all about. The Rambam explains what it's about in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva is a perek that the Rambam dedicates to Avodas Hashem Miyahava. And that is the Mala of Avraham Avinu. And the Rambam writes, Kol Sefer Shir HaShirim Moshel Hu Le'inyan Hazeh. Perek Yud Aloch HaGimel of Hilchos Tshuva. And in this Sefer, which is a love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, Sefer Shekol Kuloi Ahavo, we find the Posek Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, and that is the Remez for Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a gift. Chodesh Elul is Midas HaRachamim. A gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us be'ahavo. And we need to take advantage of that gift. And the other Remez is Echad L'Yoyla V'Yechad L'Chatos. Is it coincidence? Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed? No. Echad L'Oyla V'Echad L'Chatos teaches that the Chatos comes before the Oyla. Why does Chatos come before Oyla? Zvochim Zayin Omid Beis Omer Rab Shimon. Chatos Loma Bo. And the Gemara says, what do you mean Loma Bo? Rachmona Oma. It's a mitzvah. Chatos Loma Bo Lefnei Oyla. Moshe L'Praklet Shenechnas L'Ratzois. Ritzu HaPraklet Nechnas Doiren Acharav. When a person has an appointment with a king, and he has bakoshes, he doesn't just storm into the room's chambers, into the king's chambers. First a praklet comes in, and he is meratz. And when he did his job, it is only then, nechnes doyre nachrov. Did you ever think, why do we say before Tfilas Amida, before Shemayin Esa, three times a day, the posak Hashem Safosai Tiftach, Ufi Agati Ilusecho? That has a source in the Gemara. But what is the reasoning? Where does this posek appear? Tehillim Nun Aleph. And Rashi on the spot explains, Hashem Sefosei Tiftach, Mechoyla Aveinoisai, Kedei Shieli Pischoin Pelefonecho. When a person stands betfilo, and he is overtaken by fright, who am I to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belosh Anoichach? Baruch Ato Hashem. And therefore, before standing betfilah, we say, Hashem Sefosei Tiftach, we know, Afar Pisha Eini Ra'ui, Ve'eini Kedai, Mechoyla Ve'noisa Sheli Pischun Pelefonecho. And therefore, the Chatas comes before the Oyla. The Oyla is the Ikar Doiron. The Oyla is the real thing. The Oyla is Kulay Kolil. Oyla Lamala, the Chatas, is the praklit shenechnas l'ratzois v'yachakach nechnas doiron acharov. And that is a remez for Elul. That is what Elul is all about. Elul is the praklit shenechnas l'ratzois. And that is the remez echod l'chatos v'echod l'choylo. That is Chodesh Elul. So Chodesh Elul is the introduction. Chodesh Elul is kulo rachamim. Chodesh Elul is the praklit shenechnas l'ratzot. And then, after the rachamim of Elul, we could stand in the din of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur. So we need to take advantage of this beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We need to take advantage of Chodesh Elul. So this posek appears in Shir HaShirim in two different variations. First, Sof Perek Beis, Doidi Li Va'ani Lo. Resh Perek Vov, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. If we would have our way, we would prefer calling this month Dalul. That's what I think. We would call this month Dalul. We would prefer the Posek Doidi Li, and only then V'Ani Lo. But it's not Dalul. We don't have our way, and the name of the month is Elul. That's Posek number two. That's at the end of Shir HaShirim, not at the beginning. But what could we do? It's Ani L'Doidi, and only then Doidi Li. And the Medrash says in Parshas V'Zayis HaBrocha that that is an eternal argument between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. We plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho, and then V'Noshuvo. it's your turn. You do the first step. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Elai, and it is only then, Vashuvu Eleichem. So Hasidim tell the story of the Rav Shitzarov, the Heilige Zera Kodesh, the Rebbe of the Divrei Chaim. So the Rav Shitzarov was once traveling in his Cadillac, and in those days, the best you could have was a balagola, and a horse or two, and a lousy old wagon. And it was the middle of the Polish winter, and one of the wheels of that wagon got stuck in the mud. The balagola goes out, he huffs and he puffs and he pushes, to no avail. He approaches the Rebbe and he says, I'm fully aware of Sapasnish, Chvesa Sapasnish, I know. You know, I've had many Rebbes in my wagon. I wouldn't have the chutzpah. But if you won't come out and help me, then I'm afraid we'll have to wait for the summer. You know, it just isn't working. Nobody's around, he tells the Rebbe. So, you decide. What's coming to him? He wants to get home. The Rav Shitzarov goes out, Toiva Mashnaim and Oecho, they both push and it's still can't get it out of the mud. So the Rav Shitzarov turns up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I believe in Hashgacha Pratis. I know that I'm stuck in the mud to do tshuva. But how could one possibly do tshuva when it's raining and pouring and he's wet and he's cold and he's stuck in the mud up to his knees? How could a person do tshuva in such circumstances? Take me home. Take me home, you know, we'll drink a tea. And then I promise I'll do tshuva. And Hasidim knew that the Rav Shitzarov always spoke b'moshe lo melitza, and he wasn't referring to his personal wagon that's stuck in the mud in Krakow. He was speaking about the Golos. 2,000 years we're stuck in the mud. And the reason we're stuck is HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to do tshuva, but the Rav Shitzarov turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, you see, it's not working. It's not working. It's been 2,000 years and we're stuck here and we still didn't do tshuva. So please, maybe it's time to reconsider. You know, bring us home, Metzachum V'aramin, and we promise we'll all do tshuva. But the Chodesh is still Elul. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits shuvu elai v'ashuv elechem. But I'm sure that the pleas of the Rav Shitzarov did something. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't asking for that much. Pischu li Pesach ke pischu yishol machat. What does the Pesach say? What does Chazal say? What's the Hemshech of the Mamar? Ani yeftachman Pesach ke pischu yishol ulam. That's what everybody says, but it doesn't appear anywhere. It's not a Mamar Chazal, neither in Bavli, nor in Yerushalmi, nor in Medrash. Can't say it's nowhere. It's in Shlo, it's in Tvilas Tashlich, but a Medrash Shir HaShirim. And today, we're dealing with Shir HaShirim. The Medrash and Shir HaShirim gives a different version, which is far more friendly. Far more friendly! After all, how big was Pischoi Shalulam? Arboim Aleslim. It's not very big. What Chazal say, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pischu li Pesach ke Pischoi Shal Machat, v'ani eftach lechem psochim. Not one Pesach, but many. Shiyu agolois v'kroinois ovrim behem. And I always say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with empty agolois and kroinois. Never. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Pischu li Pesach ke Pischoi Shal Machat, those wagons will be full, overloaded with bona chaya, mezoina ravicha, with kol tov etov. All I ask for is a Pesach kipischoi shel machat, and we have to be forthcoming. We have no other option. Kodesh Baruch Hu insists, shuvu elai, v'ashuv elechem. He comes close to us. Dir shu Hashem b'yimotzei krau b'yoisei korov. He makes it easy, but he does insist. Elul, ani ledoidi, and only then, vedoidi li. So we need to take advantage of Chodesh Elul. With tshuva, with tefillah, with stukah, with Talmud Torah. The greatest gula is Talmud Torah. With midas sheben odom l'chaveroi, amaver al midoisov mavirin lo el kol pshov. But we need to take this seriously. It's a very serious proposition. And we need to take advantage of Chodesh Elul because it's a gift. B'midas HaChesed u'b'midas HaRacham. You know, so we should all take advantage of Chodesh Elul to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerachem Aleinu. And you should be mekabel berachmim mevarotzen, our tefillas, our tshuva, our Torah, and our mitzvahs, and we should be zoichet to Hashon HaToyve v'mesuken, together with Kol Beis Yisroel. To Hashanas Geulah v'Yeshua b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.